This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Are you kidding me? Do you think that disease is a spontaneous, random chance? No, disease has a cause.
The Health Ranger Report.
If you don't believe in cause and effect, then you don't believe in reality. Every disease has a cause.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The helicopter is an ancient design. It's really outmoded, and it's going to be replaced. And it's kind of an obvious replacement. We're going to have really helicopter-sized drones, like quadcopter or octocopter configurations. And you'll be able to sit in these large drones like as if it were a helicopter. But it doesn't function like a helicopter, and the flight characteristics are totally different. And by the way, I'm trained as a pilot of light aircraft, but not as a helicopter pilot. Although, just being trained as a fixed-wing aircraft pilot, you of course learn basic characteristics of flight. Personally, I would not fly in a helicopter, in an old-style helicopter, because they're too damn dangerous, and there are too many power lines and antennas that are too tall. And that's how helicopter pilots die, is they get hung up on wires and antenna. Things end very badly in a helicopter because, you can't glide your way in. You just crash and burn. You try to do what do they call it? Auto rotation recovery. But that's like sort of a Hail Mary attempt, and it often doesn't work. In any case, these new sort of quad rotor, large drones are going to replace helicopters before very long. Some of them are being pushed as air taxis now. And I've seen a lot of photos and videos online at like future tech sites and things where they have these taxi, sort of quadcopter taxi prototypes. And when I'm looking at these, they've got like either four rotors or eight rotors arranged like a drone. And when I'm looking at them, what I see? Pedestrian chopping machines. Because if you don't put barriers around those rotors, all you're going to do is chop off the heads of all the pedestrians in your city, which may mean that ISIS loves these things because they can more efficiently chop heads. They could just fly down the sidewalk in New York City at neck level, and they can accomplish their goal of beheading as many people as possible. I mean, who needs machetes when you've got air taxis? It's like, Did the inventors never think about how dangerous these whirling rotors might be in a pedestrian dense environment? I mean, if you're going to be taxiing people around, you're going to be landing and taking off where there are crowds of people or lines of people. You're going to be operating in cities where there are lots of people. If you don't put a shroud around these rotors, all you're doing is building a mass murder machine. And it's just shocking to me that nobody has figured this out or thought of this. I don't know what they're thinking. Really? You just got to fly? I mean, one propeller on the front of a fixed-wing aircraft is dangerous enough. Trust me, we're all taught, as pilots, avoid, you don't walk around the plane when the engine is running, for example. You don't do that crap. You don't even put your hands in the prop when it's off. Because sometimes these engines can just like randomly fire off pistons due to heat combustion or something. Like maybe you just flew and you landed and you parked your airplane, you turned it off, but there's a little bit of gas left in some of the pistons and the engine actually gets a little bit hotter after you turn it off because the cooling has stopped, but the latent heat is still in the engine. Sometimes the pistons can spontaneously fire off and they can turn the prop and they can cut off your hands. Believe me, this happens to people. And you don't hear about it that often because it's not super common, but it happens to people. And you're taught this as a pilot. You don't go sticking your hands in the prop, even when it's off. Now imagine four or eight spinning propellers that are mounted horizontally where they can just decapitate people. I guess Kathy Griffin would love this. She could just fly one into the White House and take out Donald Trump and Barron and everybody else and fulfill her liberal dream of decapitating the entire Trump family. She, can you imagine Kathy Griffin in a terror decapitation air taxi drone machine? It's like Mad Max in the sky. The Kathy Griffin death apocalypse machine raining down on the White House. That's what these people are building. You know, God forbid if Kathy Griffin ever got a hold of one of these, what should we? She'd put Al Franken in the seat next to her, and they would just go on a beheading rampage that would put ISIS to shame. But you got to think about safety with these things. Now, there are going to be enough people already. I mean, just people crashing and burning and dying from the failures of these air taxis is going to be a big number. Not to mention all of the decapitation and collisions with crowds that are going to happen if they have these open props. Now, I hear some of you saying, "Why do you got to be a pessimist about all this stuff? Why can't you just be an optimist and say, oh, take to the skies. Everybody, it's going to be awesome. We're going to have electric-powered air taxis. We're going to end traffic congestion. And life will be awesome. It'll be a utopian New York City with, you know, like a futuristic scene out of the Fifth Element movie where there were air taxis in the skies. Why can't you just be more positive?" Hey, I'm all for being positive. But you got to pay attention to the safety issues. You know, think about all the times that these green living utopians told us they were building a beautiful, awesome society out of things that resulted in mass death, like wind turbines, for example. They build these giant wind turbines and they start chopping birds in midair, just killing, you know, bald eagles and endangered bird species, just getting their heads chopped off by these giant wind turbines. Or you have these concentrated solar power farms out in the desert where they have these mirrors that focus, you know, the mirrors change their orientation and they reflect sunlight into a giant heating system that's centrally located, surrounded by all the mirrors. And this system then boils water to create steam to turn turbines and generate electricity and so on. And when birds fly through this path of concentrated sunlight, they go poof. They get smoked midair. They just disappear, just like poof, obliterated birds from this, you know, clean green energy thing. You look around at all of the stuff that all the green living people said was going to save the planet, and it actually turns out to a lot of it is mass murdering animals. And now with this, you know, battery powered electric air taxi, they're going to be able to mass murder humans, which of course has kind of been their goal for a long time anyway, the Bill Gates depopulation agenda and all of that. So it's like, wow, with this, they can finally achieve their human depopulation goals, not just kill animals and birds. They can actually decapitate people in New York City with this. So they'll probably win the Nobel Peace Prize for that, as Obama did before he started dropping bombs on everybody all over the world. So this, you know, I'm a skeptic, okay? I don't believe this nonsense until I see it work and I see that it's safe. And by the way, who's going to fly these things? The medicated masses of people doped up on psychiatric drugs who can barely keep a car in the lane when it's on the ground? You're going to give these people access to the air? What are you going to do with all the power lines? Seriously, what about all those power lines in New York City, all the cable lines, all the road, you know, the stoplights, everything, the street lights? All this stuff. This is why, you know, the Spider-Man movies are obviously fiction, but they would have to be fiction because you can't swing around as a web crawler in New York City without getting yourself hung up on all these lines. You ever notice in the Spider-Man movies, there's never any power lines anywhere? It's because they had to take that out to let them swing around. You can't swing around, there's too many power lines, and you can't fly around either. I can't believe I'm even using Spider-Man as an example of why you can't have air taxis flying around New York City. But it will be interesting to watch them try. It's always entertaining to see delusional visionaries have their dreams smashed when they realize, oh my God, there's power lines in this city. Really? No shit. What do you think the helicopter pilots are avoiding? It's like, people, you know, they should hire me as a consultant to save them $1 billion in wasted money by just telling them one sentence, there are power lines in New York City. You're going to hit the power lines. unless you eliminate the power lines, your air taxi idea won't work. And unless you shroud your propellers, all you're building is a giant ISIS beheading execution machine to be driven by insane people doped up on psychiatric drugs, i.e. Kathy Griffin and others. Okay. All right. A little bit of comedy in this one, a little bit of satire, but I hope you get my point. You know, I'm serious about this. These machines, they don't look very safe to me. Let's see how it goes. Listen to more podcasts if you wish, if you dare, at healthrangerscience.com. We've also got a website called Future Science. Wait a minute. Is it futurescience.news.com or futurescience.news? I'll have to check on that when I get back to you, but it's Future Science News, either in the .com form or the .news form. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.